A pretty calm lunch hour at Francis C. Hammond Middle School in Alexandria, Virginia, one of the wealthiest counties in the country. And still, 76% of students qualify for free or reduced lunch. The National School Lunch Program provides lunch for more than 30 million kids when they're in school. But more than 90% of those kids have to find other options during the summer. They're what the USDA calls food insecure. Now, the USDA has a summer food service program, and we want to take a look at Holmes County, Mississippi, which has 8 of those summer meal sites where kids can go whether or not they're in summer school. It's interesting. Holmes County is the most food insecure and the most obese county in the country. Angel Meeks is the Holmes County School District Superintendent. And Ms. Meeks, you've told us that the problem is that kids are eating processed foods. We want to hear more, but are most of them hungry?
Are they hungry? Maybe, maybe not. Mm. But are they receiving the nutritional value that they need? They're not receiving the nutritional value they're eating snacks all the time.
Snacks. But when you say processed food, what else do you mean by that?
Frozen foods, bologna, hot dogs, cereal. During the summer, some students are able to continue to access food through the school district. At two of our schools in the district, we have a summer feeding program that allows students to come and have breakfast or lunch, which enables them to continue to receive healthy meals. But during the summer, for those students who are unable to access the schools, then those children rely on what their parents or community persons have for them to eat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Sometimes that equates to additional snacks. Sometimes that equates to the additional processed food, frozen foods, or just sandwiches without the vegetables and the whole grains that they need.
It's such a fascinating thing that a school is being asked to, you know, literally feed kids during the summer. What is the biggest problem here? Is it that parents are working?
I think there's a combination. I believe parents are educated and aware of the difference between processed food and whole and healthy food. Some parents work here in Holmes County. Some parents have to work outside of the county, which means that they have to leave home early. But also it has to do with access. The local stores in the Holmes County area are smaller than some of the chain stores that you find in more urban and suburban areas. And so what's available for parents to receive is limited. We have to help offset that. We have some local farmers now. They have different markets available to help community persons access healthy food and not only healthier food, but we have some local organic farms here in Holmes County to help.
We've talked about obesity, but what else do you see happening to kids who aren't eating well because they're suddenly for a few months out of the year, they don't have the food they had during the school year?
There are some children who are not obese. They're malnourished on the other side of the fence. It has an impact on their ability to be energetic and lively and engaged in various activities or engaged in learning when they return to school. Hmm. We're a small knit community, so generally we look out for one another. If we know of students who may not have access to resources after hours, then our teachers and our administrators, faculty and staff, we just kind of take it upon ourselves to look out for our children.
Are teachers buying food for kids? I mean, the way they buy pencils for them as well?
Sometimes, yes.
Wow.
And you know, sometimes we find that children make a way. I can think of just one instance. I had a student, had to take him home late one evening. And because of the time, I said, well, we need to make sure he has something to eat. So we stopped by the local convenience store. And that child was looking out for his younger sibling. And, you know, it never dawned on me until I asked him as I was letting him out to go home, and he was like, well, I have to make sure my sister has something to eat. And so that was an eye opener for me to be aware that sometimes we're looking at one individual student when there may be other children who are not even school age who may be going without nutritious meals. It again speaks to our ability as a community to look out for one another, because that young man was looking out for his sister.
That's Angel Meeks, superintendent of the Holmes County School District in Holmes County, Mississippi. Angel, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.